The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
For the last part of the sitting, I'd like to offer a guided reflection. This will be similar to the reflection that we worked with on Sunday. Only instead of using a phrase or a question for reflection, we'll use a memory. So I'd like you to call to mind some time in the last few days when you experienced some kind of struggle, stress, or suffering. And I'll give you about a minute or so to kind of land on and choose a particular incident. So allow yourself to call up this situation fully in your mind, recalling the details of where you were, who you were with, how you were situated, how you were standing or sitting, or and in respect to what other people or objects you were situated. Anything you might have been saying. Any moods or emotions you might have been feeling. And any details about any people that were also present. While you're creating this recollection in your mind, track how it is impacting your experience in the present moment. Check into your bodily experience, how it's impacting your body, your moods, your emotions, your mental experience. Keep coming back to the specifics of the event itself, what was actually happening, rather than any opinions or ideas you might have had about that situation. Just keep coming back to the actual recollection and tracking how it impacts you right now to explore this. See if you can identify some aspect of the experience you can learn from. Your present moment experience may provide some guidance in this area. So keep tracking how the body and mind are right now as you explore this memory. See if you can bring an interest to the exploration itself. It's an opportunity to learn about yourself. See if you can let go of self-judgment, resistance, and keep checking in to your present moment experience, refreshing the memory and letting go of ideas or opinions about the memory. At this point, let go of the recollection, the image, the memory. And keep tracking what's happening in your present moment experience. And I'd like you to turn your reflection towards how mindfulness practice might support you in this situation. How might a Dharma perspective support you? You can think in terms of process, causes and conditions that came into play to create the situation. You might consider the aspects of impermanence, suffering, non-identification, and again, while you are allowing this aspect of the reflection, keep track of what your experience is here and now. How does it impact you to contemplate how the Dharma might support you in this situation? For the last minute or so of the sitting, I'd like you to turn your reflection to how you might describe what you've reflected on. focusing on not so much the content of the situation, but the process that you went through in exploring your experience. And what you've learned. So sometimes in our daily lives, we find ourselves in situations where things are moving kind of quickly, or we're speaking, and in speaking, it's harder to be mindful, kind of really aware of what's happening. And it can be helpful to use this kind of reflective practice to go back and explore a situation that you were kind of going through very quickly at the time and not perhaps able to really take the time to do a real contemplation about what was happening for you in the moment. And so the Buddha actually even recommended this when talking to his young son. He recommended that in terms of acting, you know, to watch before you act and reflect, actually contemplate before you act about whether something would cause harm or suffering to oneself or others. And if you see that there's no harm that you can imagine happening, that it's fine to go ahead. And then while the situation is happening, to look at whether there's suffering going on. And if you have enough presence of mind to see in the moment that there is suffering happening, to stop. And then after an action has been finished, he doesn't say, well, we just, you know, let it go in the past. He says, you know, if you notice that there was some suffering, reflect on it. Look at it. See how that suffering had come to be, and perhaps make some amends. So I found this process to be pretty helpful for myself. And I thought I'd offer a demonstration for you of kind of describing what I've learned from one situation. This is a kind of a recent one. So in the reflection, I recalled the situation. I was talking to someone, and there was a feeling of a little bit of restlessness. So as I recalled the situation, I mean, in thinking back on it, I thought there's something felt off to me about this interaction, and I wasn't quite sure what was up. And so, I mean, it wasn't a lot of suffering by any means, but there was just something, okay, you know, where have there been some stress in my life? And like this situation popped into my mind. So I was talking to this person, and as I recalled, just brought the memory into mind. As I brought that memory into mind, some of the feelings that I was feeling at the time came up. Did some of you notice that happening with the reflection? So this is a way that we can, you know, use a memory to actually kind of connect with what was going on for us at the time. And so I noticed this kind of restlessness, a little bit of agitation, and slightest bit of discomfort with the situation. And I was just hanging out with that feeling. And then when I came to the part looking at, I had this piece of paper in front of me where I was reviewing. This is actually this morning. I was reviewing the guided meditation I was going to be doing with you. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this right now and do this for myself. As I came down to the point on the page where it's like, okay, think about the Dharma perspective. What shifted in my experience was that the heart felt like it let go of the contraction. And it opened to this kind of quivering feeling. Previously, there'd been a little bit of contraction in my stomach, and then this the situation, you know, the thinking about Dharma perspective, and this was just even just reflecting on Dharma. You know, I didn't actually bring too much more than just Dharma into my mind. The heart more opened, and I recognized there's suffering happening here. I had the impression that the person I was speaking with was suffering. And my own restlessness and discomfort had to do with not knowing how to respond, how to help this person, what to say so much. And in that, what the next thing that happened was that I recognized, okay, this is suffering. You know, what it framed to me, this is suffering, and understanding suffering is the most important thing. You know, before I act, I need to understand. And so that kind of took me into this place of recognizing that one of the things that might have been most helpful was rather than kind of thinking in my mind of what can I say or what can I do here, just to connect to the feeling of discomfort. To understand that, maybe more at a visceral level than at an intellectual level. And so this felt like a pretty helpful reflection for myself to go through this. So I offer this to you as a tool, another tool for daily life, and that as you go through your day, you might take. I mean, this took me all of, 5 minutes this morning to reflect back through this. And so at the end of the day, you might use this kind of reflection.